I am Sam, reporting from a new awareness. Everything we experience is subject to how the brain chooses to process it. Our thoughts reflect either the higher vibrating energy of love or the lower vibrating energy of fear. Dreams hold the key to freedom, but they can also take us down into a downward spiral. The more we concentrate on any one subject, the more it will show up in our dreams, and subsequently our reality. Our dreams can control us through mass consciousness, or effortlessly glide us through this matrix, so it's important to pay attention to them. As noted in a previous article, dreams consist of time spent in other realms, messages from source, and what our brain processes of daily activities. Nightmarish dreams are prompting us to change our thoughts. We must take a long look at our daily activities to avoid them. Are we spending leisure time in positive ways to nurture ourselves and humanity? Or are we paying attention to and broadcasting negative activities around us? For many years, I lived in the darkness of depression, self-loathing, great negativity, and futility. Lower vibrating energy ruled my world until I learned there's so much more to experience than we can ever know in human form. I finally stopped concentrating on what seemed to be happening around me and changed my reality. I learned that new higher energies fill the void whenever we let go of lower vibrating behaviors. We are ultimately creators manifesting new visions of wholeness, but we must pay attention to our daily thoughts and activities. Everything is made with the same energy. Our thoughts create our energy, for we sustain energy by concentrating on it. Let me put that in another way. Everything we think about gets our energy. Everything we think about gets our energy. Constantly asking one question can help guide us through this maze of life on Earth. Who do I want to feed with my energy? I choose to experience a new world, living from the heart, that makes sense to me rather than sustain the old reality. I embrace the higher energies of unconditional love, gratefulness, peace, joy, and abundance. I choose to be positive, focusing on good, light, and love. I am eternally grateful for your support in this worthy effort. As noted by Dr. Albert Ellis, the best years of your life are the ones in which you decide your problems are your own. You don't blame them on your mother, your environment, the ecology, or the president. You realize that you control your own destiny. You can control your own dreams and destiny in a whole new way once you begin to concentrate only on the positive things in life. Continue to draw in the energy of one, for that is what you are. Shine on, bright light.